Hi guys, welcome to episode 5 of Under the Safe Light. Tonight I'm going to talk about some experiences I have today experimenting in the darkroom. If you guys have been following me on Instagram, you'll see that I got into a dry plate tintype kit. I had bought this kit, it's the Rockland brand bulk 4x5 tintype parlor kit, I think it's called. It pretty much it has a three-part developer. You mix the three parts together, I mean. And then it comes with Rockland's AG Plus emulsion that you can paint onto pretty much any surface. And then it also came with 40 4x5 pieces of tin. excuse me, sorry, my allergies are going this week and I have a real sore throat. So anyway, I bought this kit almost 2 years ago, right after my daughter was born. Silly me. 2 years later, I'm just now finally getting to use it. But the cool thing, you know, about this kit, the reason I originally bought it is, I want to shoot slide film, but for me, I love shooting slide film. I love the colors it gets, but as far after shooting it and developing it, the fun kind of stops there. You know, there's nothing more, you know, analog you can do with it that I know of. You know, right off, without going to extreme measures, you know, you can't enlarge it like you can black and white, or even color negatives in the darkroom. So to get a print off of it, you have to scan it and print it through your computer. Well, I saw this kit online, and I thought, well, shit, you know, I could enlarge transparencies on these plates and get an image. So, sure enough, that's what I did. And today, so it was a little bit of a process setting it up. You know, you have to mix the developer, and then you can't use it right away. You're supposed to let it sit overnight. So I mixed it last night, or yesterday, and then, you have to prep the plates as well. So yesterday evening, I rigged up my dark room so I wouldn't accidentally turn on any kind of white light. And then I, under the safe light, under the red safe light, I think they suggest red or amber, you can coat your plates. So you gotta let the emulsion, the AG Plus, warm up for about 15 minutes in a bucket of warm water, and it turns from a gel to a liquid. And I used just a foam brush that I got at Home Depot, you know, one of those, you know, 99-cent ones, and I used that to spread the emulsion onto the plates, and I did about 25 plates just to give myself some room to work, and you can reclaim them, you know, your mess ups after the fact by just running them under warm water and lightly brushing the emulsion off. But, I wanted to give myself a little room to work. I was a little, you know, kind of nervous to try something new like this. And So I coated the plates last night, and you gotta let them dry flat. So the instructions suggest leaving them in an open room with a fan on until they become tacky, and then you can stand them up to dry. I ended up just leaving them in my open dark room on a tabletop. I didn't have a fan going or anything, but I left them down there dry for probably about 12 hours. I went down there this morning and I used an old 11x14 paper box and I put the plates in that. Now that they had been dried, I used a layer of wax paper in between plates so they wouldn't scratch each other. And then this afternoon I got around to doing it. And the kit, you know, it suggests a trial exposure with your larger lens wide open, so at the brightest setting. Which mine goes to, I think, 4.5. It suggests aperture wide open for 40 seconds for a color transparency, or 20 seconds for a black and white transparency. So I made my first plate using the base exposure time suggested, and I got an image. So I thought, well, damn, that's pretty cool. Really, I have no idea what I'm doing with tintypes, so I was kind of so I decided to do an experiment, and I did one plate with 10 seconds less exposure and then one plate with 10 seconds more exposure. So I have my first plate. I have one at 30 seconds, one at 40 seconds, and one at 50 seconds. I found that I think I like the 50 seconds more. So that's the time that I was using for the rest of the plates that I made today. And I think I went through three or four different slides making plates. So my first three plates turned out great. And then I did one of a BMX photo, and I only made one plate of that. I ended up not liking the result as much as I thought I would, so I decided not to pursue it any further. And then I moved on to a third plate of my mom holding my daughter just weeks after she was born. It's a photo I took at a family reunion almost 2 years ago. And I thought this would be a nice photo to try and make a tintype out of and maybe give for a Mother's Day or a Christmas gift or something like that later on. So I thought I was doing the exact same thing that I had been doing. I exposed the plate, then I put it in the developer for 3 minutes, and then I put it in the fixer for 15 minutes. And yeah, it's got a real long fixing time. And I wasn't paying real close attention, I guess. I thought I was doing the same agitation techniques and everything, but the first plate of that image, it turned out real blurry, like almost like it had been shaken under the enlarger and didn't get a good crisp exposure. I'm thinking, okay, that's weird. So I made another plate. Well, hell if it didn't do the same thing, except worse. So, I started scratching my head. So on the third plate, I decided to hold it under the safe light and watch what was going on. So I held it under the safe light for the whole development process for 3 minutes, constant agitation, and it was fine. So then I took the plate out and I dropped it into the fixer, and I hold the fixer up. And sure enough, it, for like the first 20 seconds in the fixer, it was fine. And then you see the emulsion almost start to lift off and kind of blend and blur together, and it just completely distorted the image. And on one of the plates, the emulsion did lift off and start flaking it around. And so the nearest I can figure, excuse me, the nearest I can figure, I did a little bit of research via Google, and they recommend not using a stop bath, especially a water stop, because the water can make the emulsion lift off. So in the instructions, it says to drop it straight from the developer into the fixer. And that's what I was doing, but I also didn't mix new fixer. I was just using the same Kodak fixer I used for my film. I've been using it, who knows how old it is. So what I'm wondering is if it wasn't, it was starting to exhaust and it wasn't doing its job as well as it should. So my workaround, instead of mixing new fixer, and like I should have, I should have just done that. I was being lazy today. My workaround was I dropped the plate in the fixer and I didn't agitate it. I waited 5 minutes and then I just gave the tray a little bit of agitation. I waited another 5 minutes, gave the tray just a little more agitation, and that seemed to work. The plates I did using that technique came out great as well. What I did learn is need to coat the plates more evenly. But I actually really love the imperfections. I did get a few air bubbles on a few different plates that didn't show up on all of them, and so that was probably just poor application on my part. You definitely don't want to shake the emulsion bottle. I know it's I know it goes kind of against you want to shake the bottle up, to see if the gel turned to liquid or not, but you don't want to do that because it's going to cause bubbles in your emulsion, and they're really not very attractive on the plates. But what I do think is kind of neat is being able to see the brush strokes. For future plates, I definitely am going to try and coat more evenly to get a better exposure, because with the emulsion being thicker and thinner in some spots, your exposure is all over the place, so you get a big dark glob in the middle, and then you get some areas that are completely overexposed. So that's gonna definitely take some practice, but I'm already wanting to move on to doing a 8x10 plates or maybe even bigger, using this method. It's really got my juices kind of flowing. But the cool thing is, you don't have to make tin types using this emulsion. This emulsion, you can also, they give you already like pre-painted black tin type or pieces of tin, I mean, and the developer that they include in the kit is specifically for the reversal process. Now, what you can do is, using the same emulsion, the AG Plus, you can coat it on something that's white, and you can expose it, and then with a negative, and develop it in normal paper developer like Dekdal, and fix it as fix it normal. So you don't have to use this on a black piece of tin. You could coat it on anything, and it's very versatile. And I think there's other kits out there. I want to say there's like a Rolly or Raleigh or something makes a kit I've seen people use. But I would definitely suggest, if you guys are wanting something to do with your slide film, with the release of Ektachrome looming over our heads in the near future, this might give you guys something to look forward to trying. And I'm definitely going to be experimenting with this more in the future. I will say the developer reeks of ammonia, which they warn. So I had to turn on a fan. My dark room is large enough. I don't have ventilation in there. But what I do, I leave the door open to the rest of the garage, and I have a fan that just keeps the air circulating. And that seems to help. Normally with just black and white chemicals, it doesn't bother me, the smell of fixer or anything, but I will say the ammonia smell kind of starts to get to you after a little while. But no, really, the process is super simple. It just like anything, experimenting, you're going to have to work out some bugs, but it was it's 3 minutes in the developer, 15 minutes in the fixer, and then a 15-minute wash, and you're done. You can coat the plates afterwards with a clear, like, polyurethane finish. I want to say it's supposed to be water-based. I'm going to have to refer the directions again before I move on to that part of the process. I do plan on sealing my plates when it's all said and done, just for longevity and to give it a certain layer of protection from handling. But the finished plates do feel pretty sturdy. I had an experimental plate that I finished first, and you can kind of take your fingernail and scratch at it a little bit, and the emulsion doesn't just flake off. So I think the hardening fixer that I use, the Kodak hardening fixer, really does its job there. But anyway, so I'm not gonna keep you any longer with my ramblings. This is something I definitely recommend you guys go out and try. It's a fun process, and I think it will lend itself to creating some pretty cool photos in the future. So anyway, thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions regarding this process, if I didn't cover cover anything well enough, feel free to holler at me. My email is bryce.randall@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram, at bryce_randall. So, oh yeah, and I wanted to give a shout out to Mike Gutterman, Andre, and John Gregory for showing this podcast some love on their podcast. They've inspired me to keep this stuff going. So if you guys haven't listened to the Negative Positives podcast, that's for Mike and Andre and John Gregory's podcast, which is A Light in the Dark. And John Gregory, he covers, darkroom material as well, where Mike and Andre cover more just film photography talk. I definitely suggest you guys go out and listen to those. They're great podcasts and they keep me motivated to do what I'm doing here. So you guys have a good night, and I'll talk to you next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.